If you're in ministry, it won't be long and you will feel like your life is in the fishbowl. That's right. People will be looking at you, looking at your family, looking at your actions, your spouse, and they will make conclusions. And sometimes it can be challenging to understand this, and you wonder whether or not you'll want this. I'm a pastor. I raise children in the pastorate. And there's like this certain thing I've heard over time, you know, the PK kids, and they're, you know, more wild and all those other things like that. And we've all heard stories of pastors' children not knowing the Lord. On the other hand, my own experience and the experience of so many pastors that I have met is that life in the fishbowl is not that bad at all. In fact, it can be a blessing. It can be a blessing for your children where they see real life ministry. Now, I will tell you that if you are not living the faith and the life in the fishbowl is just a phony front, or you live for Christ because you know you're in the fishbowl and you've got to like look the part and you are not the part, then life in the fishbowl is terrible. It's a game, it's all a show, and it's a flash in the pan. The reality is, life in the fishbowl for a family in ministry can be a real blessing. And today, in this presentation, we're going to talk about the dynamics that make life in the fishbowl a blessing. Now, before we even talk about the family, the first person to talk about is yourself. Myself. The pastor. The Apostle Paul says to Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. The first person in the fishbowl is yourself. And the way the Apostle Paul puts it is, watch yourself. Watch how you swim in that fishbowl. Watch your doctrine, that you are staying in Christ. Persevere. Part of it's like being self-aware, standing above yourself and watching yourself and saying, my soul, my actions, who I am, I'm in my own little fishbowl, and I can watch that and see, who am I? What am I about? So the first person in the fishbowl is you. Don't talk about how your children behave. Don't talk about your wife. You. Who are you? And if for real you are a person who loves Christ, who is teachable, who wants to grow, you are in process of change. He who began a good work in you, says in Philippians, will bring it to completion in Jesus Christ. If that is you, welcome the fishbowl. Don't see it as a negative. See it as an opportunity. What do the fish look like? Okay. So the reality is there has been a fishbowl already. Who you are is already out there. And if, even before you were in the pastorate, what does the fishbowl look like currently? The Apostle Paul, when in talking to Timothy, says, I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Is the fishbowl that you currently swim in as a person, any person considering ministry, that which is attractive to the Lord? Now, I want to be careful here. You know, no one is perfect and no life is perfect. And you are challenged with all sorts of different things. I'm just raising the question. What does the fishbowl look like now? If in your life, the reality of your life is that it lives far away from the passion of serving Christ and the practice and the life, the sincere faith, this would be a problem, because if you look at your life and you wonder whether or not it's serving the Lord in ministry in terms of who you are at your heart and who the people in your life are, that would be a very negative about serving in ministry. Are there fish in your bowl who are swimming for Christ already? Now, here's the cosmic reality about pastors. In a lot of ways, you were reached. You were like the fish you are reached once for the gospel. But you, the fish, who are reached, whether it was reached in your family, whether you came to Christ now, you become the fishermen. So the person in the fish bowl, so you're a reached person, your life is a reached person. People see your life and how your character is. They see your family. You, as a fish, become the fishermen. Jesus says, I will make you fisher of men. So take responsibility and own this. The Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy to own this. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which was in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. This passage is in the passage where the Apostle Paul is talking about his grandmother and his mother and saying, look, as fish, I want you to be the fisher of men, to go out there and reach and take responsibility for, as a fish, becoming a fisherman. So how do you do that? Well, part of it is, as you walk with the Lord, it is a real transparent walk. That people can look at your life, and your life illustrates the character transformation that comes by Christ. And even what happens in your life, your struggles, your trials, like the Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy 1:12, a little bit later from the last passage I read, this is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed and been convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you have is the Apostle Paul is illustrating transparency to Timothy and who he is and what he's about. Even later in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering. The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. What you see in the Apostle Paul is his life is what he's sharing. The struggles, but the joys, who he is. And there's an element of transparency that comes through in the fishbowl. And that's a positive. What God does in my life, he gets all the glory for. And if my life consistently lives the gospel, why not have that be shared? In a lot of ways, our life is a testimony. You know, we have sermons to give and preach as pastors, and we have teachings to give as leaders. But underneath all of the hubbub, in all of the teaching, in all of the preaching, is what's real. And if what is real is not real, all of the hubbub and all of the teaching and everything that you can talk about on Sunday, and I don't care how intellectual the message might be in terms of being biblical in knowledge, what's in the heart, what's in the walk, is the foundation of your pastorate. And in the end of the day, that is what people notice. You're going to be in the fishbowl. And if you're phony baloney in the fishbowl, people will see the truth. And you want that. We do not want to be imposters. You know, years and years and years ago, I was involved in a network marketing business. And it's just interesting to, and I was younger, in my 20s and early 30s at this time, and I had got distributors and all these other things. It was so fun. And in that process, one time somebody had come over to our house for some type of a party, and it was interesting, the lady snuck off, walked into our kitchen, and my wife caught her opening our cupboards. What was that about? So my wife said, excuse me, can I help you? And she said, I liked your presentation. I liked your enthusiasm. But I wanted to see if the products that you were selling were in your own cupboards. at the end of the day, that's what being a pastor is about. If it's not in our cupboards, there are problems. You, however, know all about my teaching. This is the Apostle Paul. He opened his cupboards to Timothy. My way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from them all. Now again, I want to give a caution. Not every kid turns out the way that kid was brought up to turn out. Who a child might marry changes one of your children and they go down a different path. And yet God may bring them back. And right now it's frustrating. Maybe you're a new Christian and some of the consequences of how you lived and how you acted in the past are having repercussions now. Your cupboard is where you are. Your cupboard is what you stand for. Your cupboard is your heart. I understand all that. And even the down things, they can all be used to glorify God. So I'm not trying to say that we are bringing some utopia view to the world. We are truly about walking with Christ and that transparency that follows. Because at the end of the day, people will see what's real. Seeing faith in action is very important. As for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you've learned it. You know, as people go to our churches, it's our real life that they learn from as much as the message that we talk about. Now, I'm going to talk about how to thrive now in this fishbowl of ministry. And it's going to review some of the things we've talked about just before, but just so that you can kind of get your mind and heart around it. Number one, your life and doctrine are important. Remember, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them. Grow with the Lord. Be a teachable spirit with what Christ is doing in your life. You received Him and He's growing in you, grow in Him. And also, watch your doctrine. Are you biblical? Are you staying biblical? Are you not drifting away from God's Word? Very important, because if that rudder in your own life is hurting, it will have an effect to the whole congregation. Number two, your family will be in the fishbowl. Be self-aware about this. Sometimes you got to get a thick skin. And teach your family to get one too. Without teaching your family cynicism. You know, like, oh man, everybody's always watching us and everything you do is about being watched. No, it's allowing each of them to grow as God is leading in their life. And they will do, because your children will be sinners and your wife and you are sinners. There will be times when you do something that will create the wrong message, that all will be part of it. And you can either take that as being a burden. Oh, if we weren't in the fishbowl, I could get away with that. And I don't like being in the fishbowl. Or you can take it the other way. You know, thank God that you are in a place where people notice your walk. And you can sort of live and figure out. It's a wonderful journey as a pastor to figure out what is appropriate criticism and what is not. And how do you get your voice and who you are? I'll give you an example. I have a daughter who's a writer. She writes books. Very creative. Loves the Lord. She writes fantasy books like C.S. Lewis type of books and with all these interesting characters. And you know, maybe someday I'll read one of her books. And as a pastor, sometimes not every Christian out there believes in that Christians should look at fantasy and stuff like that. And she loves the Lord. She's, you know, out of my house. She's serving the Lord. But you see, there's those dynamics. She has to live her life before the Lord. My wife and I believe we raised her well. She loves God. She writes with a Christian worldview. But yet we're still in the fishbowl and all of these things, so sometimes we have to have the discernment to not worry about every critique. We don't have to be on edge or on pins and needles because we're in the pastorate. And yet, we have to take it very seriously that we're in the fishbowl. Watch out for the trophy mentality, and that is, you as a pastor and your spouse, we are raising perfect kids to show off the perfect walk we have in our perfect home. No. You're going to have real kids and a real family. To thrive in the fishbowl, confidentiality is very important. That you are careful what you say out loud with children present. And even careful what you say to your wife if it's something not appropriate to say. Confidentiality is to be honored. Boundaries. You know, to have family time, to have days off. And in another class, we talk in depth about boundaries. But I guess how to thrive in terms of your family is seize the advantage of being in the fishbowl. And don't let it get under your skin. Let's talk about your message and the fishbowl. When you put your family on stage, and it's going to happen, like, you know, your sermons and then some practicality of your sermons and your family life come together. Be very careful about this. Only do it with gentleness and respect. And somehow know each child. Like, I have one child, her name is Anne, and she would be mortified if I mentioned her name in any way, shape, or form up front. Fine. But you have other kids who just are sort of more outgoing, and it's fun. But even if you dare to mention your children's name or your wife's name, make it be part of what Christ is doing in their life. And get permission ahead of time. Talk ahead of time. You know, have a relationship. And in some families, maybe you're not going to do it at all. I'm not suggesting that you do it. I'm not suggesting you not do it. I'm just saying be sensitive when you will utilize your family as illustrations or talk about in general, in a message or any public event. Be careful. But depending on your family, depending on the person. I know some pastors who never include their family's name or anything from their family in any way. And I know pastors that do it like every week. You know, I would say I do it sometimes, but not all the time. And that is your choice as a pastor and your prayerful direction, your personality and the connection of your family. But do so with honor and respect to each person in your family. Here's another thing about the fishbowl, is a lot of times people have called the ministry lonely. You really can't have friends in the ministry. But really do understand the nature of people dynamics. And sometimes what can feel like a friendship is getting caught up in the politics of the church. And be careful about that. But here's, even with the caution, understand you can have real friends in your church. And understand if someone has a lack of character motivation, or if you do, I mean, those things won't end very well. But in general, you can have friends in your church. But, you know, understand good boundaries and don't allow friendships to get caught up in the politics of a local church. And what I mean by politics is that somehow or other someone's talking to so-and-so to be their friend, so they're closer to the pastor, so they get this and all. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That is junior high type of stuff. But it can come in the life in the fishbowl. But with sincerity and prayer and good boundaries, those things will be very minimal. And when you see them, you will address them. You know, I just want to conclude by saying this. As a fish, you are called to be fishers of men. As Jesus said, Matthew 4, verse 19, "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." Own it. Enjoy it. Rest. Reach others. It's not the end of the world to be in the fishbowl. This is something that God has put on your life if you're called into ministry. And it's something they can even look at with disdain, or you can look at with an opportunity to serve Him better. And you know what my experience, even with the children, is they do well. If you're living it and you're living it in your home, practicing home discipleship in a balanced way, and you know, What I mean by that is the children see that you love the Lord, and they see that you love God's Word, and you're investing in these children. They do just fine, even in the fishbowl. So I want to congratulate you again for daring to think about giving leadership when you know that you will be in the fishbowl. But guess what, fish? Go ahead and become fishers of men.